だけど、いいとこつらくもあるから、そんなことは。
Allah Teala says in the Quran al-Kareem in an ayat which is used quite often by the Sufis, he said that he has created men and jinn so that they worship him. And the word so that they worship him in Arabic is li'abidun. So the general understanding of it is that we have been created so that we worship Allah Ta'ala. But Hazreti Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he interprets this ayat as, because Abidun Abd Abada Abdullah is the servant of Allah to serve, that Allah Ta'ala has created men and jinn to serve him. Now, Hazrat Ibn Arabi, Qudus al-Fattahi, he interprets the same ayat, instead of li'abidun, he says li'arifun. Allah Ta'ala has created man and jinn so that they know him. Now, those of you who have become dervishes, we are brought to the presence of the Shaykh to take hand from him. So the first step, Salaamun Alaikum Ya Ahli Sharia. So all the people, salam to you, all the people of Sharia. Then the second step, As-salamu alayka ya ayyuhal
ahli tariqah. Ahli tariqah. Ahli tariqah.
Ahli tariqah. So the ones who follow the path of Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the third step is salamu alaykum ya ayyuhal ahli haqiqa, or the ones or the people of truth, and the final step is salamu alaykum ya ahli Arifa, yeah,
Marifa.
Tonight I decided to talk about something which none of us know anything about, and probably which we will never know anything about.
Que probablemente nunca sepamos nada de eso.
Once my sheikh said to me, Muzaffar Efendi, rahmetullah aleyh, the life, the work of a dervish is like a group of people in a terrible snowstorm, who are lost,
que están perdidos.
And there is snow up to here, and they are walking, they are tired,
Está lleno de nieve, están cansados.
They are anxious.
Están ansiosos.
They are lost.
Están perdidos.
And then they see a light, not bigger than a pinprick.
Ven un pequeño punto.
Tiny light.
Una pequeña luz.
And all of a sudden they go, oh, happy, you know, and they start singing and dancing and going in that direction, never knowing whether they will ever get there. So what I am going to try to talk about tonight is about that pinprick kind of light.
Ese pequeño punto de luz,
which we aspire to reach,
de que aspiramos a alcanzar,
which is called,
que se llama,
Arifi Billah, to know Allah Ta'ala,
conocer a Allah.
Even Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, only Allah knows himself.
Solo Allah se conoce a sí mismo.
Now there is a hadith,
ahora hay un hadith
recited by our mother Hazrati Aisha radiallahu anha.
Que viene de nuestra madre Khadija.
I hope you are listening carefully.
Espero que estén escuchando atentamente.
In which one day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha,
le dijo a Khadija radiallahu anha,
to support a house,
de mantener la casa,
you need a foundation.
Para soportar una casa necesitas los cimientos.
Ya Aisha, to support your religion.
Oh Aisha, para soportar tu religión, para sostener tu religión.
You need the foundation.
Necesitas los cimientos.
Of Irfan.
El conocimiento de Irfan.
To know
para saber,
Allah.
Para conocer a Allah.
And you have to know certainty.
Tienes que saber ciertas cosas.
Usually that word certainty, the only thing which is certain in life, means death.
Usualmente lo único que tenemos certeza es de la muerte.
To know Allah,
conocer Allah,
to know death,
conocer la muerte,
and you have to know,
tienes que saber,
the taming of intellect,
la obtener el intelecto,
not the taming of ego,
no el desarrollo del ego,
the taming of intellect,
sino el del
Hazrat Ibn Arabi, Qudus Sirrah al-Fattahi, says that the intellect is in love with the ego. Ya Rasulullah, said Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, what do you mean by the taming of akal, by the taming of the intellect?
Conseguir el intelecto.
Ya Aisha.
Oh Aisha.
Taming of the intellect is to abstain absolutely from disobeying Allah Ta'ala and to insist absolutely to obey Allahu Ta'ala. So that gives us an idea of what knowing of Allah necessitates us to do. Clearly, he says, to avoid at any price to disobey Allah Ta'ala and to kill oneself, no matter how much your mind tells you not to do it, to obey Allah Ta'ala. In other hadith Sharif, Rasulullah says, one who knows the beautiful names, the Ismail Husna of Allah Ta'ala, will certainly enter paradise. Now, of course, the Ahl Sharia says, oh, great. So they sit down in a few days, they memorize the 99 names, and they recite it, and of course they imagine that they are going to go to Jannah. First of all, Allah Ta'ala does not have only 99 names. He has got thousands of names. And what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam means to know, not ilm al yakin, not hearsay, not even ayn al yakin, even if you have seen the rahmah, the beneficence, the mercy, the generosity, the kindness, the knowledge, the wisdom of Allah Ta'ala, because one does, but to know it haqq al-yakin, by being it.
Siendo eso.
So he who
aquel que
becomes
se
the attributes of Allah Ta'ala
se los atributos,
enters the Jannah.
Entra el paraíso.
Because
porque
he knows Allah Ta'ala,
conoce Allah Ta'ala
by his attributes.
Por sus atributos.
To become the attributes of Allah Ta'ala,
para volverse los atributos de Allah Ta'ala,
to assume the divine names of Allah Ta'ala, which Allah Ta'ala has put into our father Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, which we, all of us, contain in us, but hidden somewhere. We have to break that prison and free those Asma'ul Husna. That prison in which we are locked in is the dungeon of our egos.
Es la cárcel de nuestro ego.
That we have to free ourselves, liberate ourselves from the dungeon of our egos. We have to stop being a slave
de ser
of our egos.
De nuestros egos.
Instead, we have to become the slave, the servant of Allah Ta'ala.
Para volvernos los esclavos de Allah Ta'ala.
Now, there are people,
hay gente,
rare that they are,
claro,
they really try to achieve that state.
Ese estado.
And the way they understand
la forma en la que ellos entienden,
to free themselves from their egos,
de liberarse ellos mismos del ego,
is to do nothing.
Es no haciendo nada.
They are not incorrect.
Y no están en algo incorrecto.
Because most of the things which we do,
porque la mayoría de las cosas que hacemos,
is in obedience to the orders of our egos.
Son bajo la obediencia a las órdenes de nuestro ego.
When we are ambitious,
cuando somos ambiciosos,
in our work,
en nuestro trabajo,
to be rich,
para ser ricos,
and famous,
y famosos,
we are following the instructions of our ego.
Seguimos las instrucciones de nuestro ego.
When we chase women and catch one of them,
cuando engañamos
make them
y la agarramos,
our wives,
y la hacemos nuestra esposa,
we are following the instruction of our ego.
Seguimos las instrucciones de nuestro ego.
When we have children,
cuando tenemos hijos,
we are following the instruction of our egos. When we eat, we follow the instructions of our egos. When we go hither and thither, we follow the instruction of the egos. Practically everything which we do is to follow the instructions of our egos. Therefore, those people think that if I just sit on my behind and don't do anything,
por eso ellos piensan que si me siento y no hago nada,
then I will be safe.
Estaré a salvo.
Then I will be free.
Que seré libre.
From my ego, who is pushing me to do this and that and the other.
Hacer esto, aquello y otro.
So somebody came and said this to Junaid al-Baghdadi.
Entonces alguien vino hasta Junaid
al-Baghdadi. Your Shaykh, said he, what do you think?
¿Qué piensas de esto?
I really would like to come close to Allah Ta'ala. I really want to be a true believer, a true Muslim. And some people say that we are all slaves of our egos, and our actions, our thoughts, our words are all dictated by our egos. So therefore, maybe we should just sit on our behind, not do anything, not say anything, not to think anything. And Junaid al-Baghdadi says that the state of the one who steals and who kills and who commits adultery is better than the one who is doing this.
Dijo aquellos que asesinan, que profanan, que violan, es mejor de aquellos que están haciendo eso. Eso dijo Junaid.
For doing this, said he,
para hacer esto,
is abandoning,
es abandonar,
living,
vivir,
like a believer,
como un creyente,
who Allah orders what to do and what not to do.
¿Y qué no hacer?
And he said, if I would live 1,000 years,
si yo fuera a vivir 100 años,
I would not stop a moment and rest,
no me detendría ni un momento a descansar,
doing what Allah Ta'ala has asked me to do.
Para hacer lo que Allah Ta'ala me pide que haga.
Yeah. and Arif, make sure
estén seguros
to receive from his Lord,
seguro de recibirlo de su Señor,
instructions how to live his life,
instrucciones de cómo vivir la vida,
what to do,
qué hacer,
and what not to do,
y qué no hacer.
And as I prayed today,
hoy,
after the Maghrib prayer,
después del Maghrib,
and if you do what Allah asks you to do,
si tú haces lo que Allah,
and He doesn't ask,
y si no preguntas,
my brother Abdul Qadir,
mi hermano Abdul Qadir,
and me,
y a mí,
to do the same things at the same time. For him,
para él,
there are different instructions,
hay distintas instrucciones,
at certain situations.
Para determinadas situaciones.
To me,
para mí,
there are different instructions,
hay distintas
to do at certain situations.
Para determinadas situaciones.
To each one of us,
para cada uno de
as
nosotros,
different as our fingerprints.
Hay diferentes como nuestras huellas
there
digitales.
Are different ways of living
hay distintas and formas doing. De vivir.
The task is to find
la tarea es encontrar
at each day of our lives,
en cada día de nuestra, de nuestra vida,
at each instant where the occasion presents,
en cada instante cuando la ocasión se da,
what one is supposed to do.
¿Qué es lo que se supone que uno tiene que hacer?
And if one reaches to that state,
si
that
no alcanza ese estado,
one no longer does what one's nafs, one's ego tells one to do.
Uno ya no hace lo que el ego te ordena hacer.
And without any mistake,
y sin errores,
that one is following,
uno está siguiendo
what Allah Ta'ala
lo que
tells
Allah
you to do,
te dice hacer.
And you obey it without any question.
Sin preguntas.
The sign is,
y el signo es
that you become like the earth,
que te vuelves como la tierra,
upon which
sobre la cual
both the evil and the good tread on you,
que los malos y los buenos caminan
it
sobre
is
ti.
Equal to you.
Es lo mismo para ti.
And like the cloud,
y como las nubes,
in a hot day,
en un día caluroso,
bring shade,
mandan sombra,
both the kafir,
a los kafir,
and the believer,
y a los creyentes.
It is the same to you.
Es lo mismo para ti.
And like the rain,
como la lluvia,
you quench the thirst of who Allah likes, or who Allah dislikes.
Le gusta,
the same way,
de la misma manera.
It is equal to you,
es lo mismo para ti.
Because that is the description exactly how he behaves.
Porque esta es la descripción de exactamente cómo él se comporta.
Now, obviously,
ahora, obviamente,
we are describing,
estamos describiendo,
actions,
acciones,
which seems to be
que parecieran
very
ser
difficult,
muy difícil,
if not impossible,
si no es que parecieran imposibles,
to achieve,
de alcanzar.
First,
primero,
how to liberate ourselves from our ego.
¿Cómo liberamos a nosotros mismos de nuestros egos?
The whole battle in our lives, even if we devote just to this task,
toda nuestra vida,
we know
a esta tarea,
how difficult it is.
Sabremos lo difícil que es.
And after liberating us,
y luego de liberarnos,
from the tyranny of our ego,
de nuestro ego,
indeed it is available in the Quran, in the Hadith, Generally speaking, how a mu'min should act, which we try to do. But how do we come to that station, to that level? That what am I supposed to do? Not generally speaking, but am I today, to my wife, at a certain situation, to my children, at a certain situation, to my neighbor, to a certain situation, to the nature, to the certain situation, how am I to find out what Allah Ta'ala expects me to do? Now I am talking about the difficulties. Then where do I find the strength and the wisdom to be able to do that? As I said,
como dije,
here we are
antes,
speaking about something
de algo,
which we know nothing about
de algo que no
and
nada,
which we probably in our lives
cual nuestra vida, probablemente,
never
nunca
would find out.
Podamos encontrar.
But still,
pero así todo,
if it shows us
si nos elige,
a little light,
una pequeña luz,
not bigger than the prick of a needle, behind which
muy pequeña,
that light is shining,
si esa pequeña luz está brillando,
at least that we will orient ourselves
nos orientamos
to
a
this
mismos,
direction.
Hacia esa dirección.
Same Junaid al-Baghdadi,
igual que Junaid al-Baghdadi,
Qudus al-Sarrah al-Fattahi, has said
dijo,
that if you follow this path
si tú sigues este camino,
1,000 years
por 100 años,
and for 1 minute
y por un minuto,
you turn your back to it,
te das vuelta, te das la espalda,
your loss will be greater
tu pérdida será
than
mayor
your gain
de lo que has
ganado of 1,000 years. Salam alaikum. Now Nureddin tells me that it seems I am going to Atlantic City tomorrow to gamble. Again, I need to collect money to encourage you. I am also giving something.
Excuse me, Baba. Jamil Abadji is going to gamble too.
Jamil Abadji también.
Oh, it seems we did it?
No, you're both going to gamble.
Oh. The guests are excluded.
Nosotros estamos excluidos.
Is Acha here? Şu para sarf ettin. Ne yapmışsın?
Afiyet olsun.
Cultures badly copy religion.
La cultura copia mal a la religión.
In every culture, in every profession,
en toda cultura, en toda profesión,
what they call a goal,
lo que llaman un éxito,
an idea. A goal is reachable, ideal is less reachable.
Un objetivo es alcanzable y una idea y un ideal es menos alcanzable.
But still you have to have an idea.
Pero sí, todo tienes que tener una idea.
These things what we talked about,
estas cosas que hemos estado hablando,
more or less,
más o menos,
could be understandable,
pueden ser entendibles.
Precisely think of them as ideals.
Pensando en ellas como ideales.
You work towards it.
Trabajas por ello.
But they will never be attained.
Pero jamás serán alcanzadas.
It doesn't matter.
Y no importa.
One day,
un día,
Hazrat Hassan al-Basri was going to the Hajj.
Fue al Hajj.
And he has seen an ant walking with him. And of course at night he rests and then he sees the ant again. And then finally he talked to the ant. He said, where are you going? And the ant said, to the same place that you are, ya
Hassan.
To the Hajj.
El Hajj.
He says, how could you possibly get there?
¿Cómo es que vas a llegar ahí?
He said, does it matter?
No me importa.
In the same manner,
de la misma forma,
in our religion,
en nuestra religión,
if you intend to go to the Hajj,
intentas ir al Hajj,
you get your passport, you get your money ready,
tienes tu plata,
and everything,
y todo.
And going to the Hajj or on the way, or about to go to the Hajj, you drop dead.
Yeah. Camino al Hajj, caes muerto.
Allah Ta'ala considered that you have performed the
Hajj.
So if we try, and even barely at the beginning of the path, we drop dead, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will consider us having reached that light. Any question?
¿Alguna pregunta?
About any subject, not necessarily this one.
De cualquier tema, no necesariamente de este.
Yes, Baba.
Sí, Baba.
As-salamu alaykum.
Amber, listen.
No llego a escuchar.
Your dad isn't here.
As-salamu alaykum, Baba. I have a question that I would like to ask. A friend of mine brought that to my attention.
If you cannot hear him, ask him to talk louder.
Yeah. Oh, okay. It's a question that came to my attention that a brother told me, actually. it's related to brothers and sisters, which we all in our men's life, as married or not married, most likely not married.
Before
that, he said, "It's I think it's beneficial to all of us as Muslims." He said, he came out from the masjid. He comes from the prayer on Friday, and the sister approached him. The sister asked him that she's not married, and she's looking for a husband. And she's embarrassed for telling that, because sometimes you're in a situation that way, like we will never be married, we're looking to get married. She's embarrassed because she's seen as a brother asking that question. And she felt the guilt sometimes also for not having a husband, for pleasing herself while she has that ambition for having a man in her life, which she never had. And the brother told her that even though you don't have a husband, if you please yourself for not having a husband, it's a sin. Now my question is, if a sister doesn't have no husband to marry, and she pleasing herself, which is considered as a sin, what's the option for her as a Muslim who's a believer, who's looking for the wish for having someone to make her please in her life?
Okay. He said that everybody will benefit from it because it's a relationship between brother and sister.
Yeah.
But not really brother and sister, just in Islam, brother and sister.
Okay.
And he said, his question is, the sister come out of the prayer and approach his brother Muslim and tell him that she is not married, but she would love to have somebody. And he said, and she is embarrassed to tell him that, because she said, if I please myself without of marriage, I know is the sin.
Yeah.
And his question is how to...
What's the option for her?
What's the option for her?
As even if it's embarrassing to any brother.
That is why in most of Islamic cultures, that the system of arranged marriages were established. It is not appropriate, neither for a woman to approach a man or even a woman or anybody saying that she wishes to marry someone. Now, the times have changed. Men chase women, and even these days, women chase men. And not necessarily always with the intention of marriage. In fact, usually, under the present conditions, which is not only in the Western world, by the way, it is now in the Muslim societies also, men and women get together and without being married, they make love together, and if it works, because their only barometer, their only measurement of happiness, if that sexual relationship is pleasurable and good, no? And after a while, maybe they get married. No. So that is how it is these days.
Así es como es ahora.
Sexual attraction,
atracción sexual,
depends largely on exterior qualities.
De las cualidades exteriores.
The man is handsome.
El hombre es apuesto.
The woman is beautiful. Without going into details,
sin entrar en detalles.
While a man could be handsome but awful, a woman could be beautiful and terrible.
La mujer puede ser hermosa y terrible.
Nobody really looks inside.
Nadie en realidad mira dentro.
Of the person in that kind of relationship.
Nadie mira dentro de la otra persona en este.
And very soon.
Y muy seguido.
Like Hazrat Mevlana says, those beautiful blonde or dark hair turns into donkey's tails, you know, and all these nice and firm muscles and this and that, they become jelly, you know. And then what happens? And then what happens? That whoever is a little bit better looking, you know, finds somebody else, you know, and drops the other one off.
Y tira el otro en la basura.
So that is why these days, you know, more than 50% of marriages end up in divorce.
Terminan en un divorcio.
So I don't know whether that answers your question.
No sé.
Marriage is an extremely serious matter.
Es una cuestión muy, muy seria.
And in fact, precisely, I married, was it yesterday? No, on Friday. No, two wonderful, mature people. Second marriages, their first wives and husbands have passed away. And you see, in that case, I talk to people and explain to them the reason that marriage is considered to be a sacred institution. And the reason that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Allah ta'ala encourages, you know, marriage. First of all, it is true. It is for the sake of procreation. That is to say, it is through marriage children are born. Life comes to the face of the earth. But more important, much more important than that, through marriage, true love between two people is total sacrifice from both sides. That you have to precisely abandon selfishness, abandon I want, no? And in favor of what the partner wants.
No?
That you are supposed to love your partner more than you love yourself. You are supposed to be considering his will or her will more than you consider your own will. Do you understand? So this is a preparation, an education, a school for submission to Allah Ta'ala, for the love of Allah Ta'ala. That's why it's a sacred institution. You understand? And it is not something to be fooled around with, because otherwise, you know, the first few days of sexual celebration disappears and they become enemies of each other, you know, and they destroy each other and they torture each other. And that's what happens.
Yeah.
while a marriage which wife considers the husband and husband considers the wife, even if it ends up in fight. Let's say that the man comes home tired from, you know, working the whole day, yeah? And the wife is absolutely totally bored being in the house the whole day. The house, the wife wants to go out to a restaurant, to a movie, you know, and the husband just wants to have his dinner and go to bed. So, although terribly tired, the husband feels that the wife, she says, "Darling, you know, we will go out to a restaurant tonight." She says, no. "No, you are tired. We are going to stay home and we are going to, you know, make you comfortable. No. You know, we are going to go out." And they fight. But that's a sweet fight. But if the wife says, "I want to go out," and the man says, "I want to go stay home," that's also a fight, but that's a bad fight. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. When the Ezan comes, let me know.
Cuando llegue la sana, avísame.
Muslims had a civilization in the past, but right now it's difficult to say that Muslims has a great civilization. What would be the pillars of an ideal Islamic civilization in 21st century? What would be the pillars of an ideal Islamic civilization in 21st century?
¿Cuáles son los pilares de una civilización islámica de ahora?
Islam had civilization before, and now we cannot call this civilization. What will be pillar of that civilization in 21st century?
I am as unhappy and discouraged as anybody who really loves his religion and who truly believes that that is the only way to live in this world, to follow Islam. And when I see what is being done in the name of Islam, I become very unhappy and very discouraged. But then I look in the past. Numerous disasters have happened in the history of Islam. Even at the very beginning, I mean the way Quraysh treated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and afterwards what happened to the assassination of some of the Khulafa'i Rashidin, and then the assassination of the grandchildren of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then the Mongolian invasion and the crusades and the this and that and the other. And what happened at the end? Today Islam is the fastest growing religion in the world, in spite of this ugliness which is being done, you know, in the name of Islam. So Islam is like a very, very healthy tree. that all these disasters which happens to Islam is like a good gardener comes and prunes a beautiful fruit tree, and the tree becomes even better and bigger and bears more fruit. So I am encouraged with this fact, and also, I mean, you must admit, if this kind of thing would happen to an individual or to a nation or a culture, they would have disappeared. I mean, look what happened to what happened to the Roman Empire, to what happened to the Empire of Alexander the Great, to what happened to the Egyptian Empire, you know, to what happened to the English Empire, right? None of these horrible things which is happening to Islam happened to them, much less, and they disappeared from the face of the earth. But we haven't. Another beauty. And there are two reasons of this optimism which I have. Like my sheikh used to say, no matter how bad the Muslims are, Islam is still, you know, an extremely strong and valid religion, and always will be. And other religions have been distorted and changed, while Islam hasn't. Now, Muslims have. Muslims have become westernized, and but not the religion. The religion is right there. I mean, if you want to be truly a Muslim, all what you have to do is read your Quran, read your Hadiths, you know, and you can still be a Muslim. And nobody is going to touch you, really. So, I'm of course, that you don't like to see somebody who are your brother or your sisters and they're suffering makes you unhappy. But as if we may be sick, but we definitely will be cured.
Are there particular points that we need to emphasize if we want to re-establish a civilization that are specific to the 21st century? That points that we want to emphasize?
Is there particular points that you would emphasize for 21st century for Muslim to become a civilization?
Not to identify Islam with forms.
No identificar el Islam con las formas.
Not to identify Islam the way you dress, the way you shave, you know, but to have the character of a Muslim. I mean, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could have been an American in 20th century, and he would be perfectly fine, and he would be perfectly respected, and maybe in better relationship with his environment than he was with the Quraysh. You understand what I'm trying to say? And if we follow him and be like him, we would be fine today, we would be fine tomorrow, we would have been fine yesterday. So I mean, you don't have to wear funny clothes. You don't have to have a strange beard and this and that, thinking, you know, that's what makes you a Muslim. But I mean, the inwardly and your character, you know, you could be a Muslim, you would be respected, loved, because you would be working hard, you would be very considerate with everybody else around yourself, you know, and you would try to help people and so
on.
No problem.
No hay problemas.
And there are Muslims in this room like that.
De esa manera.
And nobody touches you. I mean, he lives.
Nadie lo toca.
You know, in a Catholic country.
Él vive en un país católico.
Probably many people hate Muslims.
Y en donde muchos musulmanes quizás son odiados.
Does it touch you at all?
¿Te ha tocado eso alguna vez?
No. Well, he's an honest man in his business, and I'm sure you take care of your workers.
Estoy seguro que cuidas a
tus vecinos. And you take care of your neighbors.
Estoy seguro que cuidas a tus vecinos.
No problem.
No hay problema.
He doesn't have to publicize he's a Muslim.
No tiene que publicarlo.
Do you publicize you're a Muslim? No.
No tiene que publicar que es Muslim.
Does anybody know you're a Muslim?
¿Alguien sabe? Algunos sí.
But you don't publicize.
Pero no lo publicas.
No. Proof.
Una prueba.
And he's living in a Catholic, you know, country.
Está viviendo en un país católico.
There's no problem.
No hay problemas.
The school next door,
junto a la puerta.
We have always been in good relations with them. My son-in-law works there. It seems that what was the guard or something? Was it the guard?
Security guard.
The security guard.
El hombre de seguridad.
And the principal. The conversation is. It seemed that the security guard told to the principal. He said, "Those people are ISIS."
El tipo de la guardia le dijo,
and the principal was extremely angry at him and shut him up.
There are
idiots, you know, but you see, inferior idiots will call us ISIS, but superior, more intelligent people are going to defend us. We don't have to do anything.
Tuvo esa idea, pero el que estaba el capo, digamos, lo respeta.